This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of the USAPrepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You know, Rick, there was a homeopathy conference in Germany, and it descended into chaos after 29 of the delegates there suffered violent convulsions, and it looked like they had consumed a hallucinogenic drug. And, you know,
I'm back.
Yeah, on the surface, we're talking about the conference, the homeopathy conference in Germany, and how 29 of the participants suffered hallucinogenic effects, and it damaged this damaged the image of this conference. And, you know, the more news I read, the more I question everything, and I'm thinking, wow. You know, there's a couple ways this could have happened. One, they could have all said, hey, there's this new compound that heals everything. Let's, you know, it's natural, and who wants to try it? Or they could have been poisoned with it to destroy the image of the conference and these natural practitioners of alternative medicine. And, you know, I would have to lean toward that, because there are medical doctors and naturopaths who have been killed as a result of standing against vaccines and so forth. So I'm concerned about what happened. Rick, what do you think about that?
Well, a long time ago, I was in love with a woman, and we were dating, and one of her friends at a party slipped a drug into my drink. And then laughed at my helplessness and fear of what was going on. This is a level of violation that, in my opinion, I wanted to kill those people. I wanted to kill them. I didn't. I let someone else go after them, but because they had done this to other people, and they thought it was funny to watch me in fear and not knowing what was really going on. It was a major, I don't even know what the drug was. As far as I can tell, it might have been Rohypnol. I don't know the date rape drug. I don't know what it was. What I do know is that it scared the hell out of me, and I'm an old player from the 60s, and I felt violated. And if this happened in Germany, if they find those people, I would like to see a public execution to stop this kind of nonsense. That's what they're essentially doing to us with our atmosphere. It is a premeditated form of murder. It is killing people. It is certainly ruining portions of the joy in my life. I don't enjoy going outside anymore, just looking at the sky and how hazy, cruddy it looks. There are no real clouds. When there are real clouds, the clouds aren't. They're mixed with this other thing, and it's like somebody is laughing at us for our helplessness and inability to know what to do next. And to me, this is a type of violation of the highest level and deserves the highest level of exchange in terms of law enforcement. And I don't know why. I don't know yet. I have started about 4 years ago trying to vet what actually is going on, and even in my research, I can't figure it out. And to this day, those people that slipped me that drug, like this thing that happened in Germany, this is absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. It's like intentional poisoning.
Right, and the analogy is that the homeopathy conference where these people were poisoned, these conference participants, 29 of them. I mean, I see the picture, and there's like an ambulance everywhere they could put one to come to the rescue of these victims.
And some of them were life-threatening. It was actually because of their being pure or clean or conscious of the kinds of foods and the quality of foods that they would put in their diet. To have someone intentionally do that to them, I think, merits the highest level of attempted murder.
You know, Rick, so this would be a local event, a local crime. And the natural extension of that thought process is that geoengineering is a global crime on a higher level. Now, the results of
genocide is what it's called, with the intentional intent of killing the state's own citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Genocide. Not genocide. Genocide.
Mm-hmm. Rick, there was a broadcaster.
People like Cheney should be taken to public execution where they chop their head off in public.
You didn't say that, did you?
I did. I think that that's the level of response that I feel in myself. And I'm a sweet old man.
The event in Germany, this local event, there was a broadcaster who reported that there were people curled up. They were incoherent. They were suffering violent convulsions. I mean, this is a pretty darn serious thing.
It's a trauma, a psychic attack. It is a type of psychic attack that deserves a stake through their heart.
I remember pledging a fraternity during college, and I remember my immediate reaction. The brothers said to the pledges, "Okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. Go in this room and wait for us." It happened to be a place that served alcohol. And none of us knew it, but it was a gay bar. And this was back in the 70s. And a few of the pledges, including me, went in there with the guys. We were told to do it. And all of a sudden, we were approached by these homosexuals. And we left immediately. And I walked up to my big brother, smiled at him, and decked him. right then and there. I sucker punched that guy. Right then and there. And that was my immediate reaction. I was a lot younger and I was more calm back then. And the point I'm trying to make is that was my immediate reaction to just, you know, being hoodwinked into going into a gay bar and being fresh meat. Well, this thing in Germany is way more serious than that. And this thing with the global engineering is way more serious than that. That's the problem. These are high crimes that are being committed against...
High crime, that's the word. That's the word you want to use. High crime. That's against your true will.
High crimes against everyone and everything. There is no greater crime. There's no greater crime than killing us with geoengineering chemicals, destroying our ability to breathe. You know, I've said to Mrs. Finelli, I've gone outside and I've said, it's hard to breathe. Think about that. So what about someone who has a respiratory problem? Okay, and they go outside and they go, yeah, it's really hard to breathe now, harder than yesterday. And are they thinking that, are they looking up, do they know about the geoengineering? Do they know that they are being slowly killed? And the difference between what happened in Germany is it was fast-acting compared to the geoengineering, which is acting a little more slowly. But over the years that this geoengineering, this chemical poisoning of our atmosphere has been going on, and it's a little slower. But I'll tell you what, it seems like it's working pretty well for the other team. They're slowing us down. And one of the results of what they're doing, hair loss, thinning of hair, inflammation in the heart, difficulty breathing, oily skin, itchy skin, dry eyes. How many of you have more hair than you had, you know, a couple years ago? I venture to say very few. So look in the mirror and look at your hair. Is it thinner than it was? Are you happy with that? Rick, the only solution that I can think of is exposing these criminals, using the internet, using the airwaves, using blogs, one-on-one communications, and exposing who they are. Now, if you expose one of these pilots and he lives in your neighborhood, and you tell everybody, and you ostracize him or her and their family and their children, and your children point out their children and ostracize them, and you make them feel really uncomfortable, that's what it's going to take.
Well, it's like the ugly American. The idea that the United States government is going to give San Salvador a grant of money that they desperately need, but in order to get the grant, they must also use GMO from Monsanto. Now, how did Monsanto get involved in decision-making on giving money to foreign countries for aid? How does that work? Well, it means that Monsanto, like Jimmy Carter said in ARP 2 months ago, Washington, D.C. is for sale. Nothing is real anymore. It is all orchestrated, and watch how it works when Clinton gets into being our president.
You know, Larry Nichols said it too. He said it right here on USA Prepares. He said, we have the best government money can buy. It's just we can't afford to buy it. Very much like what Jimmy Carter said and Will Rogers said, we have the best money Congress money can buy. They're all correct. We do. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, I was at the meetup on Monday, and I mentioned to the group, I said, you know, there's a drought in California. It's pretty serious. And it's been continuing for quite a long time, and almost the entire state is in a drought condition, as reported by John Reagan. Week after week after week, he's reported this. And about 0.2% of the state is not in drought. Well, I said to the meetup group, okay, so what would you do if you thought that the drought would continue another month? 2 months. 6 months. A year. 5 years. What if you thought it would continue forever? What would you do if you lived there? And we talked about the food supply, you know, produce coming from California. And here's the point. Rick, there was a very serious nuclear catastrophe in Fukushima. Reactors melted down. Radioactivity went into the air. And there are many people, including one of our senior instructors in Europe, who was discussing this with me, and he mentioned that the charge of the atmosphere as a result of the radiation in the atmosphere is pushing the moisture away from California. And right now it happens to be landing in, you know, the Midwest, and we're benefiting from it. We're benefiting from their drought. Here in Missouri, we're benefiting from the drought in California. So we have some moisture here, and we're able to grow some grass. And from a moisture perspective, it's a benefit that we have more rain. We've had drought here, and it's been terrible. Farmers had to sell their cows. So we understand what happens when there's a drought. It really impacts farmers. I mean, you just can't farm without water. I mean, it's impossible. It's literally impossible. So what would we do if we knew this drought was going to continue for a while? Well, it looks like the radiation is going to continue, in our terms, forever. And the drought is going to continue. If you believe this science. Rick, what do you think? Is this possible?
It's not only possible, it's actually literally happening. This was the hottest, driest year of my life in Oregon. And I've never been in a place that had triple digits, nine different weeks in places unrelated, like a week of triple digits, and then it's in the 80s, and then it's back to triple digits. And in Oregon, down here in southern Oregon, it's done this nine times. Today, we'll be in triple digits. That's today.
So
we're going to have triple digits again.
So, Rick, here's what I'm thinking.
I would have moved a long time ago back north if this had been this way when I first moved down here. I would not have stayed. Oregon was always a little drier than I'm comfortable with. Now it's unacceptable.
So here's what I'm thinking, Rick. General Electric was involved in electric power generation early on, making generators and power generation equipment at many levels, including the nuclear level. And that was on the supply side. On the demand side of electricity, they were making appliances, toasters, refrigerators, dishwashers, curling irons, hair dryers, most fans, cooling fans for the home, all kinds of appliances and electronic gadgets that used electricity. So they were supplying the electricity, and they were building the devices for consumers to consume or use that electricity. Well, they decided to sell their appliance business. I thought, it's amazing. That's amazing. I don't think General Electric appliances are all that great. I've got some, and I had to repair one of them last night for Mrs. Finelli. I had to fix the stove because the bake unit wouldn't work because of an igniter that failed again. Well, I think GE made crappy appliances recently.
They don't make very good nuclear power plants.
Well, here, and that's the exact point.
So that's GE with better ways of living. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that when we come back. DocRam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richard Alan Miller is with us. RichardALANMiller.com, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. So, Rick, what I was saying is that the catastrophe, the nuclear catastrophe at Fukushima, many people believe has affected our weather. And when this reactor failed over 3 years ago, I believe that, and I can't prove this, it's just conjecture, that at the highest levels of GE, they said, uh-oh, this is a bad thing. And, you know, maybe, I think they're pretty bright over there. I think somebody said, you know what, I'll bet there's going to be some consumer backlash. These guys are going to take it out on us, and they're going to stop There's going to be a boycott. They're going to stop buying our appliances. We better dump that business before anybody figures out what, you know, what we've done, how we've destroyed the planet, how we've created an event that could be a doomsday event, a society, causing society to collapse.
One of the geoengineering projects is actually to control the stratosphere's dump of plutonium. That's one of the eight different forms of geoengineering I've been able to identify. They're actually trying to keep the rain of plutonium down to a minimum on the shores of Oregon and California. I don't know how that all works, and I don't know who makes those executive decisions. I know of it is being told to the public, or for fear of our own good, you know, trying to not have us panic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but the radiation background levels here on the West Coast are up 10 times what they were prior to Fukushima.
Yeah,
some
and
of that,
so...
nothing to do with Fukushima. Has to do with Hanford and other GE products, you know, like your hair dryer, that are leaking now.
So are you saying that the background radiation has literally nothing to do with Fukushima, or are you being facetious?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's not doing with Fukushima. There are so many other vectors, it's going to be impossible to determine where the real radiation is coming from, whether it's from the Columbia River and hacking into the Columbia River and what is causing that. Right now, there was a lot of speculation that the die-off of fish and other kinds of things in our tide pools was because of radiation. And they have identified that now mostly, not all, mostly through red tide and the fact that the ocean is now 3 degrees warmer than it was, and it's creating a new kind of red tide that is extremely toxic to everything. Now, at 3 degrees above normal from global is what brought on the Jurassic period and the end of the Jurassic epoch. And so it is now being predicted that the rise will be 10 degrees before we're finished. And that is catastrophic for all life on Earth. Basically, the Earth in the next 50 years has a high likelihood, from all the excellent physics I've got, looks to be uninhabitable for any kind of life as we know it. Extreme of ice bacteria that can live down a lava tube, maybe, but not man, and certainly not any of the microorganisms that I understand that make plant life live on the Earth.
Rick, we've got Kyle in Montana. Kyle has joined us. I just put his call on the air. Kyle, I just want to hang on just 1 second. Here's something that I'd like the class to think about. So many of you have wood stoves, and you might be thinking, you know what? It's okay. We'll be able to heat our home because we've got a wood stove and we've got this wood pile. Well, let's go out 10 years. Let's go out 10 years when the trees are dead and other life forms are dying. And let's say you do survive. It's going to be tough to grow things. It's tough to grow gardens now. Some people are successful. Other people have planted their gardens under plastic. So it's getting tougher. And if you're thinking about heating with wood 50 years out, it might be really, really tough. Kyle, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Miller. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
You know, I just, this GE thing, just, we have a dryer, and the same thing happened with it, Vince. It's just, I traced it and traced it all out and tore it apart and finally come down to the conclusion that it was the control panel is the only thing that was controlling this thing, and you can't even get parts for it anymore. It's just amazing to me. But I had another thought. That's one of my triggers. I just can't stand GE stuff. I won't even buy it anymore. None of it.
Right. Right.
But you know, I'm thinking, Dr. Miller, we got to do something to try to get you out of there. And I was thinking, like, we had a money bomb, so to speak, for for the guy to go to Kentucky. We ought to do something to see if the USA people can get you moved out of there, either over here to Montana or all the way to Vince's, if that's what you want to do.
Because I love Montana, but I could. You got some serious weather there, buddy. I have been to Livingston.
I got to tell you, it's the winters are a little more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just, it's like the old timer said, you got a cowboy up.
Cowboy up? More like Eskimos. I'll tell you, nookie nookie. Listen, Sandpoint, Idaho has got a sustainable lifeboat up there in Sandpoint at Peaceable Kingdom on the Back River. And I've just had a couple of my buddies from Shasta just move their start projects up on the sustainable lifeboat thing up there near there. And so where are you located from Sandpoint? Sandpoint's right there by the border, right? So you know where that is, right?
Yeah, it is, but it's probably 350 miles or so south of me.
Okay, you're up in the mountains right there in the Rockies, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm up in the northwest corner.
That's the really harsh part. Did you know I did a project with the previous governor to market that bear grass that you have on those mountains? That bear grass is used by Holland for 400 cargo boxes every year.
Interesting. I've never heard of
living off that is go up that mountain during the season, and as it got warmer, you go up a little higher, harvesting the bear grass for export. And by doing that, you could manage that crop as one of the primary florals in the world. And nobody knows that part where you're living right now is a treasure trove for the floral trade.
Yeah, I agree with you. We have more grass than a bear has fur, but this is a great place to live. I mean, we don't seem to, like Vince, you were talking about the sun all summer long here. It was really brutally hot, and we had a very, very, very dry year. We just got about a week of rain that pretty well made everything, green up a little bit here before we probably won't get snow till towards the end of October, but middle to the end of October. But, it's already been down to like 34 degrees, 32 degrees here in the morning, and the highs in the day.
Yeah, where I am right now, we're going to have triple digits today. It'll be at least 101.
Well, the high today is supposed to be 78, so.
Wonderful. Sounds lovely. Yeah.
Oh, it is lovely. But I was just thinking, if you need to get out of there to go to Sandpoint, we should do something for you, because you've given us a lot of information and I'd be one of the first to contribute. So
I see my exit probably on a pole with tar involved. That's how they're going to exit me, probably. Come running in with a big pole and some tar.
I wonder, Rick, if you're not really correct on that. That might be the graduation ceremony individually for many of us at USA Prepared.
Yeah, that's
seriously
what they call hazing, just like in your, getting to go to a gay bar. They're going to do it to you.
Rick, I just looked up this bear grass, and it is really expensive. So 10 bundles of 10 stems each.
They have whole mountains of it there. And it's
$55.
Every year. And the
$55.
Yeah, well,
this is $55.
Don't think of it in terms of money. Think of it in terms of BTUs in to dollars out. And the bear grass is an easy one and is renewable. And what you do is it's called, originally my native plants book was called the nomadic forager. That means when you range over a period of a season, because like mushrooms only have a certain way of fruiting in certain weather conditions, and that weather condition changes. So it's the nomadic life of the professional wildcrafter. And going up a mountain is really cool. When I lived in Washington, when it got hot, you just simply went higher up on the mountain to get cool. And, you know, and at some point you hit snow line. That doesn't even exist in Oregon. There are no snow lines in Oregon anymore. That's crazy.
Rick, you met Marjorie Wildcraft at the expo, right?
Yes.
You know, she changed her name to Wildcraft because of your book.
I know. A lot of people can make a living supplementing their incomes. My girlfriend has this tree out in front of her yard that has a pod on it that is throwing off the pod right now called Chinese Lantern. It's a big tray, and you cut these things off. She's got probably $200 worth of unknown pod that has immediate markets, and it wouldn't take her more than half a day to cut it all. Half a day, but 4 hours. And she would have $200 from a local floral trade. People do not realize that every single region has native plants and natural resources that would be your herbal pharmacy. Would be, you know, when the grid collapses, your pharmacy is right there. Originally, that's where all our drugs came from. And why we synthesize them is because Germany was our primary source for raw materials when we went to war. And so that's the idea of why chemistry went in the direction it did, was because of war. But originally, everything.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flashy day.
God, you're.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Ram is with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com or RichardAllenMiller.com. Kyle's with us. We have two USA Prepares instructors with us. And
Thank you, Kyle, by the way, for the invite.
Yeah. And of course, Rick, there's a room here for you. John Stetner called me.
John and he said, hey, I know. What I'm going to do is get a pony and network. I'll be the postman.
Yeah. So John Stetmiller said to me, he called me one day and he said, hey, you know, I'm coming to the farm and I said, you know, Rick Miller's going to be here and some of the other guys and Ed Marvini, and he said, is my room still there? And I said, yeah, it's still there. And he said, okay, good. And I said, now, I just want you to know it's Rick's room too. And I said, so if you find out that you know you're in bed and somebody goes, hey, move over.
Yeah,
it just might be Rick. So anyway, Kyle, while you're with us, I have a question for both of you. I've taken a stand. You know, we've had the meetup for years, about 5 years. We've been meeting once a week. And I've taken the stand about cell phones. And I said, you know, I've announced on the air that, I'm tired of the cell phones. I'm tired of the tracking and the spying. And I'm also tired of the electromagnetic radiation. So you think about it, you've got a train car, and you're in a train car, and you know, everybody's got a cell phone there. So you're now in a microwave oven. If you're in a bus, same thing. And if you're in a restaurant, same thing. So the restaurant closes. Jimmy's Egg closes for us every Monday at 2 o'clock, and then they reopen for us at 4:45 to 8 p.m. So I decided that I'm not going to go there anymore for any meetups if everybody's going to bring their cell phones. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say, listen, oh, you guys have cell phones? Listen, I'm leaving. See ya. And I'm not going to do it. So I've taken this hard line, and I've gotten a bunch of emails and comments on Facebook from other instructors at USA Prepares, and they think it's kind of an interesting perspective, and they actually support my stand on cell phones. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, sir, Vince, you know I think the world of you, but I've got to say that on this one, I disagree. And I'll tell you why. Okay? I disagree because I think the small amount of time that you're exposed to that for those meetups sake is a diminishing kind of a, you know, I put it in the balance scales. I think what you accomplish there with the connections and the teaching and helping people possibly survive is to be exposed to that for, I don't know, 4 hours, whatever it is not, you know, I just think that it's a small price to pay.
I agree with you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me comment. Right. I agree with you. It's a small price to pay. And I feel that for that small price, everyone who wants to attend the meetup can leave their cell phone in the car.
Sure.
And I'm saying what you're saying. It's a small price to pay. If you want to come to the meetup, leave your cell phone in the car. The same thing I'm saying. If people come to my house, if you want to come to the house, sure, leave cell phone in the car. Rick, your thoughts?
I don't have much. I just got invited to Georgia. Thank you, Scott. Everybody's giving me invites to stay with them now.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Kyle.
Yep. You can be like Mike Ma.
Well, what I'm going like... to... No couch surfing. What I'm going to do is get a really good horse and be the postman where I network the news from one bunker to the next.
There you go. I think, Rick, you bring great news and information to this broadcast classroom, and there are lots of people who love you all over the world. They really do. And I just want to say publicly, I really appreciate your contributions.
Kyle, well, I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity and being my friend. You always start everything with a chuckle.
What's the alternative? What's the alternative? Not so good.
Yeah, well, you
Kyle, thanks.
Laugh at it or you can cry. Yeah, you got that. The drama and the humor.
Kyle, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kyle.
We've got a meetup. I've got a meetup on Monday. Larry Nichols is going to be doing a teleseminar. So if you'd like to attend, it's free. But, you know, leave your cell phones in the car. Class, Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.